It's got the structural deficiencies common to racist humor, tips on navigating the proliferation of gender pronouns, and the unintended consequences of rapid penile reconstruction.
Like clever jokes?
I don't.
Like a clever.
I used to know a lot of racist jokes.
I know.
I grew up in the South. Jesse was a son of the South.
Well, no, there was. I wrote a paper on racist humor and yeah. had to look it up. And there's. I mean, it's awful. And most the vast majority of. I mean, I should say none of
it's
funny.
Mean spirited.
It's not really.
But,
yeah.
But I mean, I don't mean none of it's funny. Is it, of course none of it's funny. But I mean. A huge proportion of it did not even follow correct comedic structure.
Right.
That's what I mean. Just like, to be mean. Yeah.
There are racist jokes that are a joke. They can qualify by the dictionary
right.
definition
you're
of
like,
a joke.
You're like, that's inappropriate. It's not funny. And it's bullshit.
So but, much of racial quote unquote yeah. joke humor doesn't even, it just does not have like the punchline setup thing. It just sort of is just like an excuse to say a racial slur. Yeah.
It just shows about the like level of intelligence you have to be on to like sort of think
like that.
Yeah,
that joke about the bowling balls.
The bowling ball one.
Never made any sense to me because I wasn't a racist.
Exactly. Like. So that there you go. So if a joke only makes sense to you if you're a racist, that's not a joke, right?
Yeah,
because
that's a good point.
A joke is a joke. It might be a bad joke. It might be a poorly received joke. People might go to that joke and say, I did not like that joke, but it can still be, they'll still recognize it as such, as opposed to the bowling ball one, which we shall not repeat here.
No.
Look it up.
Everybody knows what we're talking
look
about.
Look up racist bowling ball.
I don't know.
You've heard this joke. People, if anybody listens to the podcast, somebody will have heard this joke.
Huh. Yeah. Hey, we told that joke?
No,
but that's a good point, Patrick. We're kind of the generation where if it's funny, it's because it's wrong, and you're saying something that's completely wrong.
Yeah,
it's
a taboo.
Not accurate, and it's
a
like,
taboo.
Well, you're also saying something that's like it's like be saying like birds can swim or like something that's just not true. I don't know. I'm trying to. That's a terrible. Like,
it's all right. That's close.
I really I desperately want to transpose that onto like some sort of racist
birds
joke.
Can swim.
No, but replace birds with
well,
race
something
a.
that doesn't really. You know, what's something that's not true? Like that's why jokes are fun. Non-racist jokes. The reason non-racist jokes.
I don't
are funny.
Think D is true.
What D? What
D's nuts?
See,
what about? Because
he's not literally talking about his balls.
Yeah.
Well, you could have taken your balls.
These
out.
Balls.
Maybe I'm on a wrong take. My point is,
no. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. The joke is like, oh, well, that's not true. We all know that, you know, nobody's inferior because of their race. So if you're making a joke, it's almost funny that you're laughing at how silly it is.
You're laughing at the taboo.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, absolutely. Yeah.
But like when you're actually racist and you're telling a joke. It's not funny because you're assuming something's not true.
Yeah, that goes
something's
back,
true that's not true.
That goes back to the issue where it's when somebody asks, is this joke, you know, is this an acceptable joke or is it an offensive joke? And there are certain topics that come up. Of course, racial humor is a common one. You know, sexual assault is another one. And again, I think we've mentioned this before, but the deal is you have to analyze where the target of the joke is. Like, what's the target of the joke? If the target of the joke is the bad thing, is the racist, is the person who performs a sexual assault, then it can still be funny. Maybe it isn't.
Yeah, some people get sensitive.
The
about
issue is if the target is the victim, then that's the problem.
Yeah.
You can say it, you can think it's funny if that's the type of thing you find funny. You're right or whatever. But if we're talking about like what most people agree with, we're like, all right, that's uncalled for but the thing is people don't always pay attention to that. Sometimes they don't realize that just because the word, for example, the word rape is used, like it's a serious, horrible thing, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're targeting the victim with the humor. There might be something else that actually satirizes.
Well, I think
calls attention to it.
I do think that there are certain jokes that are, that may be technically like comedic, like funny, but are, as long, if there's a mean spiritedness behind it.
Yeah.
That's the key, because like you can make a joke if you're making fun of a racist or you're, you know, but if you're actually trying to belittle somebody with your joke,
unless you're belittling somebody awful.
Why doesn't anybody like that guy who eats poop?
Why?
Because he smells like shit.
Oh, okay.
See, that
remember?
Was a victim, right? Remember? No, because he chooses to eat poop.
That's fine.
Why don't people like that dude who got pooped on?
Well, that's because it's silly. Because
he smells like shit.
Oh. Yeah, see, that one doesn't work as well.
He's a victim.
Who got, pooped on?
Some dude.
That's not even funny. That's why? Just like that's a, well, that's remember, like a statement of fact.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Remember when
right.
the Grease Man made his joke that got him kicked off the air?
Oh, my God.
Well, his joke wasn't funny. And like Howard Stern, they were like, well, Howard makes bad jokes. And he's like, Howard's like, first of all, that joke was extremely nasty. And it was yeah. not the kind of thing I would say.
Wasn't
second
a joke.
Of all, it wasn't funny. No. You know, I mean, it, there was nothing
yeah, there was
funny.
Nothing witty about it.
Yeah, exactly. And he's, yeah. that was what I found more offensive, yeah. is that it wasn't even remotely
didn't he
amusing.
Make a couple of, he got kicked off a couple of times.
Oh, but he said some shit that just sounded like a Klan rally. I mean, yeah. it was like...
Well, and part of the problem is again, it's with the joke. There has to be a joke. If it's not, like yeah. the like what Dan just said, where the difference between like you, the guy who eats his own shit, he smells like shit, you know, he eats his own poop, he smells like shit, versus the guy who got shat on, he smells like shit. The second one is cruel, but if you think that's funny, then there's like something wrong with you, because that's it doesn't make sense otherwise.
Yeah, it's just celebrating somebody's misery, basically.
That's true.
It's like, oh, you celebrate that person's misery as well, and that's funny, because we both do.
I guess
funny.
if it's not somebody that, if it's a made up thing, like it wasn't really a guy, then it's funny. But if it's actually like, you know, I don't know. I guess like it's hard to
where it gets complicated.
Everything. I mean,
it's an ongoing debate, and I think it's something that is you know it's negotiated on an ongoing basis.
Yeah.
Hopefully improving over time, but it doesn't mean that it's not still a debate at points. There's still borders, and a good example. You know, going to what you guys were talking about before is like, say, make it doing the funny Japanese voice, like the.
I'm not gonna.
No, I'm not saying you should. I would very much like to, because it's a funny voice to do.
Yeah.
But the like humor, the intended humor in doing the goofy Japanese voice is it's not an impersonation of a Japanese national. It's an impersonation of the white dudes who dressed up in yellowface
oh, yeah.
in the movies in the 1940s and made ridiculous fools of themselves as part of propaganda against an entire race of people.
Right. It was
it's a horrible
John
thing.
John Wayne did one of those.
John Wayne was Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Or going in blackface. It's the same.
Yeah. It's similar to blackface. But, and blackface is... You know, has some added
yeah.
extra complications to it.
Yeah.
But the thing is that that mocking that voice, you're mocking the people who made that voice, or at least that's what a lot of people's perspective is. However, you cannot take away from the fact that by doing that voice, you are also you're inherently going to be, you know, making somebody uncomfortable, especially if they're Japanese or just in general, like any human persuasion, because it sounds offensive because it was meant to sound offensive.
Even if you don't like the Japanese.
Yeah.
Who think that's offensive.
Yeah. People might presume you don't like the Japanese, as opposed to making fun of the white movie producers who thought this was a good idea.
I had a Japanese friend in third grade.
So you can't be racist against Japanese.
No, actually, it was first grade. It was first grade.
Well, then you definitely can't be a racist.
Mike is Japanese. Yeah.
Mike is.
Oh, yeah. We know
Japanese
we know,
friend
Mike.
Now, sir.
Yeah.
He doesn't count, though, does he?
Nah. He's
See?
Not your friend.
Does he have Japanese pride?
We know Shap.
It's because.
He says the word Jap a lot.
He does. That means. That, yeah, he seems to think. Yeah, okay, I won't get into that.
It's a bit
it's
uncomfortable.
It's like saying the N-word if you're black. It's like with Mike, he can say Jap.
Yeah.
Because he's like, a quarter Japanese?
I think that's his reasoning, yeah.
He's like, I can say that shit. I don't know. I guess he probably can get away with it.
I like how Dan, you're all like immediately like, that doesn't count. It's like the one drop rule, except like. Is it like?
He's one of the good ones.
You know the one drop rule, the whole
right.
old school rule, which
oh, yeah.
was if you had one drop of Negro blood,
you were black.
You were
oh,
black by law.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
right.
then they had to sort that out. They had to do the whole like octoroon, quadroon nonsense because it got complicated. Because
in actuality, Mike isn't really Japanese. He's totally American. Like his dad doesn't like. Identify as Japanese.
Well, there are lots of people who came over from China and Japan who've been here longer than European migrants.
I mean, many.
I mean, like, if you look, yeah, like, if you, well, there were
well,
a lot
Japanese
of,
and Chinese in particular.
There were a lot of Chinese in the Wild West, and, like, what about these, like, you know, people who came over in the 1940s? It's like, well, these Chinese guys are more American than you. These people of Chinese ancestry are more, by your logic, are more American than you are.
Yeah.
Peeps
you know
on the West Coast of Asian peeps have been there for
Yeah, for like 150, 200 years.
Plus, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, my mom is an immigrant. I'm right. half immigrant. I have.
You
know,
oh, but see, but nobody
identity.
Would ever say that about you. Would never have that on you.
Well, yes and no, because yes, generally speaking, yes, 100%. I agree with you, yeah, and I agree with your overall point. However, I have on a couple occasions had these bizarre interactions. Like I was at the BP or the Hess gas station over on like Annandale Road. This was years ago. I was going in to buy cigarettes or something. I go in, I ask for the cigarettes, and the guy starts ringing me up, and then he looks at me. He says, you're not from here.
And I, whoa.
And I was like, wait. I was like, what? And he was like, he looked at me a little weird. And he was like, you're not from here. A little less sure the second time because I had said something, I guess. And then he said, I said, no, I quite seriously grew up a few minutes down the road. And he looked very puzzled. He's like, your parents aren't from here.
Oh, man.
And I was like, well, my mom is, from Europe. And it, I just remember that very distinctly because it was so bizarre because he was all pointing at me, at like my face.
Well, it's weird. Like, see, the thing is, like, for me, I actually kind of stepped in it one time because I at Nova, it's a very culturally diverse place. And it's actually a really nice thing to say, oh, what country are you from? You know what I mean? You ask that. And you're like, you want to know about their culture because they're literally, we're born in another country. They've lived there their whole lives, and now they're there at Nova. But a lady that I worked for, like her husband has a Japanese last name. And I said, oh, like, where is he from? And she's
was
like,
was it Japanese or was it like Finnish?
It was Japanese. I mean, I think it was
Finnish.
Japanese. No, I mean,
sometimes those Finnish names sound Japanese.
I'm not going to say the name on here, but it was because it was a woman I worked for. Yeah. Not, but
was it Hiroshima? Oh,
yes. Let's just say it was Hiroshima.
Is it Hiroshima or Hiroshima?
Let's say it was Hiroshima.
Which is it?
Let's not say it was Hiroshima.
I don't
Hiroshima.
Speak Japanese.
Well, it was a very
foreign.
It was a Japanese name, and he's a Japanese Japanese ancestry.
We don't have to say. Like,
so, and I said, oh, where is he from? And she knew that I didn't mean anything by it, but she still got a little defensive and said he's from here.
Well, so,
you know, and I didn't mean anything, you know.
We had a similar thing. Well, we didn't do it, but it was an interesting perspective to learn from some neighbors we had when we lived out in Manassas. We right next to us, some folks from Texas moved in.
Yeah.
And they were super cool. They were very nice people, and their kids hung out with our kids and stuff. And so they were from Texas. They were both of sort of, you know, Latino heritage. But in Texas I think the guy's family was in Texas literally before Texas was Texas.
Right,
they were always there
before they were annexed.
And his wife was from somewhere else, somewhere in Mexico. But his wife's family, but she was second or third generation, you know?
Yeah.
And the thing was, is that they were complaining about, they said, ever since we came here, everyone always asks, where are you from? Where are you from? Yeah. Where are you from?
We're from America.
And Jamie and I were trying to say, well, probably most people in this area, they don't mean it like you think so. And I'm sure you've met people who did mean it the way
right,
you mean.
Right, yeah, of course.
But I think in this area, there are a lot of people from elsewhere.
In this area. It's a melting pot.
Elsewhere in the country and elsewhere in the world. And it's something that people are interested in. But it was an interesting conversation to have because you have to then start to think about your own, like, what do I mean if I ask somebody?
Yeah, I think you do need to kind of be mindful of it to a certain extent.
I'm from Bailey's Crossroads.
Right. Yeah.
Represent.
Yeah. Oh, man, watch out.
Wait, so what do you say? You say, what are your roots? Where are your heritage?
I always ask, you know, when I'm interested in if I'm interested in a female.
Your people are from, like, Canterbury.
I won't ever ask, where are you from? I'll assume I have no idea where they're from. I'll say, after I've talked with them for a little bit, I'll say, what's your ancestry? And then I'll say what my ancestry is, because that's very different than nationality.
Well, and I think the thing is I think where it can be offensive is if the perception is that you're asking merely because you want to determine which type of brown they are.
Right.
Even if they are...
That's
you are
true.
Totally
maybe
cool
I should
with
even
it.
Are you
that?
Brown or yellow?
Even if they're like from Italy or something.
Well, my aunt, she's has Mexican ancestry, but she doesn't speak a word of Spanish. Like, for example, my father's father, right? Grandpa Hoadley. Grandpa Hoadley married Grandma Diane.
Good old Grandpa.
And her first...
Grandma Diana. They started Diana Brand.
That's where she made that chaps.
So anyway, her first husband was Mexican, right? So she's like Irish Catholic. She, like, this is my step-grandma, right? Her first husband was a guy from Mexico, and he died when their kids were really young. So they were raised by their mom, who doesn't speak Spanish. But they, everybody all over the country comes up to them wherever they are and starts speaking Spanish. And they're like, I don't speak Spanish. I'm American. My mom's white. My adopted father, you know, my stepfather is white.
Yeah, I've heard that that's
none
a problem
of them speak
sometimes.
Spanish. I mean, it's like, so it's kind of like, it's an assumption, but I mean.
Well, so let's lay out a scenario, right? Yeah. So somebody comes up to you and they speak with a different accent.
Right.
If it's a British accent, good chance you'll guess British. If it's an Australian accent, you might accidentally, you know, guess British, or you might say Australian.
Yeah.
New Zealand, you might say Australian, but you get pretty close with some of those. You start, you know, going, you know, Italian, maybe a lot of people get, French, maybe people ought to get. It's that, what I'm, the point I'm making is the Western stuff seems to be the easiest.
Yeah.
If you start hearing somebody speak with an, you know, what we perceive as an Asian accent or an African accent, then the picture for most people probably becomes murkier. And then it's like, if you're interested in knowing what country are they from because of their accent, that right. seems to me that's
a little more acceptable. Yeah.
Well, potentially I could still see, but no, I'm yeah. now that's the scenario that's fairly reasonable. Now take away the accent. They're speaking perfect American accented, regionally accented English. Can you ask them where they're from?
But you know what? You can ask another. But you know what? You can ask another white guy. Where are you from? Like, if I ask Dan, where are you from? And he says Bailey's Crossroads.
But you're not from there.
But you wouldn't ask him.
Might. If a guy had a very.
I'm not. And so are you.
I'm not. I might assume Bailey's Crossroads, Joe.
Well, okay. Wherever you're from, wherever the fuck you're from. Okay. Sorry.
Your people are like Czech, aren't they?
Well, let's say there's a guy who is of Indian ancestry, right?
German.
No, but Dan, Patrick, I'm going along with your thought process.
Yeah.
Let's say there's a guy of Indian descent, like from India, and so he has Indian descent, and then he has an American accent, and I think that you could still ask where are you from, assuming that he's from somewhere in the United States.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
But I think in most of these scenarios, probably that's not what the person's
so
asking.
You probably don't even want to use context clues to see when they bring up, you know, like Arkansas, which I don't know if there are many people of Indian descent, Arkansas, but like
there actually are more than you think, because there's actually, not to cite derail things, but there's a very cool program, presuming it still exists if Trump hasn't destroyed it randomly for no reason, but there's a program where you can get an expedited green card, or at least an expedited long-term visa to live in the U.S. if you are a physician and volunteer to work in a rural community. I believe it's for a minimum term of 5 years. So if you agree to work in a rural hospital, you know, that needs doctors, you still get paid a proper wage and all that, but, you know, you agree that's where you'll be posted, then you can get on the fast track to get a green card.
And you might have kids when you're here, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so the thing is that the idea is you have to do there for at least 5 years. A huge proportion of those people stay.
Yeah,
even though they could totally move to New York or
BC. What if somebody's dad was on that program?
They develop a nice
And they don't. They have like kind of an American accent. They've lived all over the America, and
over America.
But you're right. Even if you should be mindful of that. Even though my intention is just
mindful
to find
of
out
my balls.
Even if I'm just trying to find out where in the U.S. they're from, they might think I'm asking what country are you from, which is not what I'm asking.
You're asking like if they're from like Delaware.
Well, exactly. Okay. You're saying like
just to get to the higher level. The whole point of this is there is a sincere desire, I think, by most of us anyway, here that these interactions are good interactions, that we don't make the mistakes or even the perceived mistakes.
Yeah, that's true.
So the idea is you understand what the perspective is, even if your intention is different. It's totally irrelevant if it's going to be consistently received in a different way.
Well,
so
and
still
even
means
if
you,
you and the other thing is, even if you say something that you didn't intend a certain way, you don't need to double down on it. You can say, "Oh,
no, absolutely, no."
The other thing. You can be at least aware why they might have thought that, and be like, "Ooh, I kind of stepped in it." That not make it worse. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. No, actually, the best thing to do in those situations would be like, "Oh, I'm totally wrong."
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. and then like
because I and you mean it.
Yeah, of course you'd rather avoid.
Does anybody have a peanut? Sorry.
Anybody want a peanut?
Jesse was asking where I'm.
Yeah, Dan Glaubitz answered. I'm going to take a piss.
Were you asking? You were asking. What were you asking, Jesse? You were asking where my grandfather was from.
I thought you said like the Glaubitz people are like.
He was asserting that.
No,
you were
I
Czech.
Never said Czech. Ever.
German.
You might have thought that I was talking about the sprinkle of Welsh that I had that everybody
the
has.
Sprinkle of Welsh.
My
I don't have no sprinkle of Welsh.
Sorry. Okay, so maybe not everyone. A lot of people have some Welsh. Mostly German. My grandfather was, immigrated here in the 20s from Hamburg.
So. Oh, okay.
But not. But there is.
He was a hamburger.
Huh?
Northern German.
He was a hamburger.
He was a hamburger. Did he
fleeing from a crime because he was a hamburglar?
Maybe he was. No, I think he was like, fuck this place. But your way is funnier.
Freaking down.
But no, there is a town of Glaubitz in Germany. Apparently it's like a beach town from some German guy I was talking to. I knew about the town of Glaubitz beforehand. I always known about it. Always wanted to visit.
I've always known about the town of Glaubitz.
But some German dude.
Have you yet to visit it?
I was talking to some German dude, and he was like, "I was like, you ever heard of Glaubitz?" He's like, "Oh yeah, in Glaubitz. It's a beach town. People come and like stake out their spots on the beach and basically live. You know, they have their little second homes, like literally on the beach, and then they go to their homes a block away. But then they go on their beach.
Yeah, Europeans
home.
Are funny beach. At the beach.
Yeah, they do weird shit. They set out their claim on the beach and like." Yeah. And just leave it there, and nobody takes their shit, I guess, but I don't know.
They got these funny chairs and lounge there.
You're European. So that guy probably thought you were European, Patrick, because like you probably had like styles.
He looks fucking
some from
European.
Your sisters and mother style.
Yeah, or a funny face, funny looking face.
Or funny European face.
Or maybe my accent is a little bit weird.
Guten weird.
When we were in Europe, like, and we got like,
Jesse's using two microphones.
We got left.
Yeah,
by
except I don't have one of them is not turned up. I don't think
we gotta get three microphones for Natalie. Like three microphones for Natalie and turn them all the way up.
Just kidding, Natalie.
If you listen
and
to
we
me.
Got we got left by the boat in Portugal. Like, and we were just talking to the people, and they were like, "Yeah, the boat's gone." Like, they weren't sure who we what nationality we were until they looked at our passports. They thought we were like German or something.
Where are you from?
Because we were like some like. Pale ass, like sunburned people, I guess.
Are you German?
Because they looked at our passports and they were like, oh, you're American. Okay.
You have German ancestry. Did you guys already talk about this when I was in the bathroom?
Well, I think like a lot of Americans have some sort of German ancestry.
I do. I got German. I got German mitochondrial.
Like, I don't know a lot about
the butt.
Like, my family names are like English and Irish, and that's all I know.
I think I'm a not majority German, but a good chunk, and I'm like a quarter Swiss.
I think like most white people have a lot of German in.
Yeah, I got a lot of German. Like, well, my
That's what she said.
Yeah, well, my last name is Johnson. That's my surname, but a lot of the Johnsons married
who
women from Germany. Like in the
what does
she do? It's like
you know? Wait, shouldn't there be a eunuch term for like a singular eunuch term instead of like he and she, there should be like a.
That's it. A new thing.
It's called it.
Well, no, but that's a new thing that I didn't wear. This was I was on OKCupid back in 2011. I was on OKCupid and I was getting a bunch of dates. Then I left OKCupid. I went back on earlier this year, and there's a new thing where it says uses he/she pronouns. Like that's a specified thing. And that was not on there 7 years ago. And 7 years ago wasn't that long ago.
No, I think it's cool.
But it's fascinating because like I just don't understand. I don't know any of this stuff, and I think it's fine. But like I'm like, okay, so why would you? I guess you don't want to go by he or she or be specified.
Well, that's why this is being negotiated. This is what I'm talking about when these terms and all this stuff is being negotiated. That's why everyone needs to be as chill as possible. So. Yeah. If you are somebody who is perceiving that there's like a negative vibe, it's helpful if you can help that person like be set straight. But the most important thing is that the people in that position to be set straight are willing to be set straight and be like, okay, this is the preference. This is the direction things are going.
I do think there's a point where like I'm going through this now, like, and it's hard because a lot of people are just racist and maybe I'm have my issues because I just don't know about it, but. If I'm saying like he or she, I'm just literally confused. Like I don't understand.
The issue is,
you know what I mean? It's not that I'm like being.
No, you learn what the appropriate thing to say to a person is from the person, basically.
Well, what I'm saying is like, but that person, sometimes those people act like you did. They go in hostily.
I think that is a mistake.
That's what
I think it
about.
Is a mistake,
yeah.
And I think that is a problem.
Yeah,
I can completely understand. From their perspective, being frustrated because from their perspective, they're dealing with it probably 100 times
a
day.
Yeah, that's true.
And so you've met them in month 10.
Yeah. No, and they've explained it 900 times already. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
But the world is not quite there yet.
That's the thing. They should understand that some people, like good people, aren't gonna
know.
I think most
people do understand that it's a learning process. And yeah. I think it's for people themselves, it's a learning process, because we've gotten to the stage where we're right on the cusp of where people can just simply be whoever the fuck they want to be.
But if you're literally a trans person, that's one thing. And I understand being upset. But if you're just some like white person who just decides to be upset about it,
yeah.
fuck you.
So
Seriously, fuck you.
And I think that's a different issue, because I agree.
That's
because
what I'm talking
there
about
are the
more
people
than,
who are... Because
if you're actually in transition and you're going through that, yeah. God, for I mean, God,
I was,
what, you know, that's different.
I was,
I'm not talking about that.
This is a good conversation, but I was just more saying it practically speaking. Like,
oh, I know.
When
yeah.
you talk about somebody, how do you refer to that somebody in the singular?
Well, how do you do that?
Like, say somebody went to the store. I saw somebody go to the store.
You say they now,
but
they's right?
not supposed to, I mean,
no,
sure
they
is
actually no. Grammatically, they've just. My understanding is they just change it to say they is cool.
They is cool.
Yeah. There's actually like this African American woman who had this hilarious.
She sucked they dicks.
She
sucked
they dicks.
No, there's this African American woman who had this. I can't remember her name. I wish I did. She was so funny. She was talking about like, man, I wish I could be more woke, but when I try to say they is doing something, it makes me sound like an old slave. Like, they's escaping.
Yeah.
And she was so funny.
No, but Jesse brings up a good point. Like, what do you say? He sucked they dick. Like, yeah. is it he sucked his dick? He
no,
sucked
there,
her dick?
That,
he sucked
there,
their dick.
There, yeah.
There, I mean, so, but
right.
it's
I thought
weird.
It was some kind of shit about
but then how do you know
he sucked
his
all
dick?
They did.
So the only way you'd know if it was singular or plural is by the S on the end of dick. So, like, their dick or their dicks.
Well, the point is
like
that
they lined up and she sucked
none of the
all they dicks.
The point is, I think it's very important to note that the point is that none of the concepts at stake here, none of them are indescribable, right?
Right.
They are all describable. The issue is being learned, being
well,
taught the categories and what to describe.
Well,
it's just clumsier like, than it needs to
well,
be.
Well, here's
sometimes.
The thing. It used to be.
I'm just saying, if you perceive something to be indescribable, then you're
mom,
asserting
no.
that it doesn't exist.
But
no,
Patrick, I'm not saying that.
No, no,
I'm
no, no,
like
no one here
yeah.
is saying that.
Well,
I'm
the thing is, like,
that
it used to be,
yeah,
it used to be you say mankind or you say man, and of course that includes women.
Yeah, it was
but then
to,
that became a thing. Well, let's say he, not just he, just say he or yeah. she. So now I'm saying he or she because I'm trying to be correct about it, and that's wrong now.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
but
what do I say?
Yeah,
I,
but
that's what you're asking.
But
right?
you're also just the observation I'd make is that your focus is on the mechanics and making sure the mechanics are all follow the set of rules, and we learn this set of rules.
Well, no, because
and
the people who get fake offended by it are the ones who are concerned about that. That's what
I know.
I wasn't talking about being offended.
I know.
No, I'm not talking about
I know,
that.
I know. And I agree those people are awful.
I'm not talking
know,
about...
Third
I
know,
I think you should
offendees.
Be empathetic to people who are truly going through transition or who truly are gay or... You know what I mean?
I like, think I just never got the hung up... I got past the hang up as in school they said don't use they for the singular, but now we're allowed to.
Because language is evolving.
Yeah, I mean, I know that. I just didn't know that. It's like some things don't make sense in language. Like apparently when you use parentheses and a period, the period is supposed to go inside the, not parentheses, quotes. Double
yeah,
quotes.
The period goes inside the quote.
Right, and that's stupid. I think that's silly. That doesn't
it
make
is.
Any, that
can,
doesn't make
I've
any sense
I've always been
to
confused
me.
By that, yeah.
But that's
I just
the rule.
I just say it just doesn't make sense. Well, that's the point, though.
That's
it's like,
the rule.
The point I'm, oh, that's the point I'm getting at, though, is like.
It's the same concept. As the you know like the footnote goes on the outside of the period period
that is weird too actually but no but that's the same thing that's the same principle though is like you said language is evolving and so at one and it is evolving but at one point they was still considered incorrect for the singular it evolved
yes.
so now it does and so I didn't know if it was still a rule
but
like the period rule is still a rule
I do want to say Patrick me being offended by some fake liberal getting mad at me it's annoying to me but it's nothing compared to what a person in transition is
no
going
of
through.
Course no no
with
yeah,
society
yeah.
with the way society treats them
no
at
I just
this point
I
in our
just
history,
find it
yeah.
It's an interesting thing it's an interesting thing because it is something that even the most well-intentioned people are going to run into minefield, which is fine.
Well,
that's
yeah,
okay.
no,
that's,
yeah. Going through that is, I'm not complaining.
It's actually, if anything, it's exciting to be a part of this time where people are being able to be who they
want
to
be. I get so
be.
Mad at these fucking fake liberals, though, who like act like you did something wrong when they're not really offended. They're just, they think
yeah.
they should be. I'm sorry, I have a thing. I need to get over that, maybe, but I it really
no,
fucking
I hear
me.
You.
I think a lot of people have a problem.
I really hate
it's
that,
that
shit.
That,
and it fucks up the, it's the reason, people like that are the reason Donald Trump is fucking president.
I'm serious. I might not go that far, but I agree that it is. It can be alienating.
It alienates people who would tend to like be compassionate and agree with you, and you'd get what you want for people. And it's not about what you would want; it's what people who aren't in your privileged position
would
get.
And
you've never actually experienced any fucking pain your whole life, and you're just getting mad about words.
Well, also from a purely strategic point of view, if you sincerely are an advocate for advancing the rights. Fundamentally, what the question is are people allowed to be what they fucking want to be?
Right.
And the answer should be yes. Of course. To the best, like, short of, like, unless what you want to be is like one of those people who just skins people and eats their insides while they're still alive.
Right.
Maybe we can't be too cool with that.
Well, that's
yet.
Not, yeah.
Maybe once we do cloning and better stuff, maybe that'll be cool again, because if you get your insides eaten, we'll just clone you some new ones. So, like, maybe it'll be cool. But anyway.
That's a ways off.
It's a ways off.
At least 10 years off.
I hope so.
I give it
it's
a
just like I was thinking about how, like, once that, you know how, like, dudes are always afraid of getting their penises chopped off?
Oh, yeah, that's not cool.
Or bitten off or whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's not
and
good.
And understandably, right? Because we live in a masculine culture.
Yeah, that would be.
Have no penis. Oh, my God. You're not.
That'd be
but
a bad
anyway,
scene.
At some point, they will have, using stem cells or CRISPR, or genetic technology, they will have the technology
to make big wieners?
Well, to make you to simply grow either heal your wiener real quick,
helio wiener,
your penis, your penis,
your helio wiener,
helio wiener, real quick.
Now that would be awesome. That's the next step. Helio wiener. I want a toroid penis. It'd be totally useless. It's like I'm coming into myself.
Whoa.
Anyway, it's a one dimensional, even though it takes up three dimensional space.
I want a tesseract dick.
No,
that's
too
traveling.
That's
dick.
Too much. No, but anyway, so the point I made.
Reverse tesseract.
So there will come a time, probably, hopefully, in the near future, where the majority of penile damage will be an easy thing to repair.
Well, like
because
on Star Trek, you get a cut and they come and go do 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 do.
Exactly, or they splurt. They
but then can
they just squirt some stem cells on you and grow a new penis?
Can they use that same technology to make your wiener bigger?
Maybe, but I'm getting to a point. My point
that's
is
why
this.
It's
the point
be,
of the wiener.
The
that's
drawback.
What's gonna make it
here's the drawback.
Uh-oh.
Here's the drawback.
I don't want to
draw
back on my wiener.
80-foot penises.
The technology is important. The technology to regrow the penis.
But
it is,
are we ready for it yet as
the benefit? No, the benefit is outweighed by the drawback. I'll get to the drawback. The benefit is outweighed by the drawback because not only does it grow back penises, which is clearly a benefit,
sure,
but it presumably would grow back other things as well. So that would just, in general, be great to have that technology, the penile growth, you know, you chop your penis off, grows a new one, pops right out. Within
right.
a couple weeks, you're good to go.
Sure.
Maybe
right
you can even
there.
Upgrade it. But the drawback to that is then the consequences of chopping off a dude's penis are reduced. It's not that it isn't
scary.
Assault.
I'm gonna cut your dick off, and they're gonna have to spray. And we don't have any of that spray here, asshole.
Yeah, you're gonna have to wait 3 weeks to get a new your penis to grow.
That
back.
Won't even be cruel and unusual punishment
so
to cut somebody's dick
it's
off.
It's very likely. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying
Jesse
it's very likely
face.
That once the penile growth thing happens, that there will be an uptick. A statistically significant uptick in penile severings.
I agree.
As
I 100% agree with you on this one, Patrick.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
so we have to invent something a new pleasurable experience that involves
the butt.
Like if you get your
anal pleasures.
If you lose your,
I don't think you need to invent
if
that.
If you lose your, if you're told you're going to lose your dick for like 2 weeks because you'll just get a new one, there has to be we have to invent a new pleasure that's going to make that bad. Like.
The new pleasures,
like you're, we're gonna cut name. Your, we're gonna cut your dick off, and during that week, your dick's off, like all the women are gonna, and all the men, and everyone's gonna want to have sex with each other, but you won't be able to, cause now we have a new holiday.
Just during that
we'll
week,
have, we'll
like
have yeah,
will
we'll
be.
Have 1 week, we'll have 1 week a year, kind of like the purge, except it's a week long, and it's about people
it'll,
fucking.
It'll be called the fuck,
and everybody will fuck all week long, and if you're punished. They'll cut your dick off so you can't do it that week. See? You invent this holiday, this event, this celebration,
like
just for the sole purpose.
You lose your fuck.
The celebration.
This, we invent this celebration for the sole purpose of punishing people by saying you won't be able to do it with your dick that week.
Word.
So we're not inventing the celebration for people to be happy. It's just to enhance the punishment later of
you
not being able
no
to do
dick.
It.
You got no dick.
Why don't we just try to encourage people not to
no
do bad
dicks,
things?
No dicks, no dicks.
Hey, come on, man. I think the money should go towards education. How's that?
Well, Patrick had a theory that like if you cut your dick off, it grows back bigger, but he was going to be the control.
Yeah.
For every scientific experiment, you have to have a control. So.
That's true.
But the joke will be on him when our dicks are huge.
Right?
The joke will be on me.
That's exactly where it will be, sir.
Because it'll be growing back.
It'll
you know?
Be gently resting upon my brow.
Yeah. And he'll be stuck with his regular dick, and we'll have our gigantic
my regular
dick.
Old dick.
What a mess.
He just got a regular dick.
He just got a regular dick.
We got this big scar.
Excuse me.
Your dick is too regular.
I think we got some good stuff on this podcast.
Mine got cut off and reattached.
Mine got poo-poo in your way. Poo-poo, poo-poo. I'm saying, but this is my funny voice now.
I pissed out your shit. I pissed out your shit.
Let's practice funny voices.
This is my funny voice now.
Boo.
Hey there, boys. Boo. This is my funny voice.
So
I
how
talk
about this?
Like this.
Next week, everyone should bring. So we should. What we should do is we
sew
should,
buttons.
Yeah. All right. So this week we did. Our topic was insert topic. Whatever it was.
Insert penis and vagina. That's what our topic was.
Dick chopping.
We
All
talked
right.
about
it's got dick chopping.
All right, so next week, everyone should bring.
We decided the Diana. Which was better, the Diana chips or the sweet chips?
The sweet chips.
Sweet chips. Were. Yeah. I was outvoted on that.
The sweet chips, but
I like the sweet chips. I'm not.
The next week on it's got everything.com. Knock knock.
Who's there?
It's got everything.com.
So what should we bring next week? What should we bring? You said we should bring something.
Now that's mighty funny.
Twisting the format, you know.
What should we
undermining,
bring?
Undermining the traditional humor format.
Patrick, didn't you say there's something we should bring next week?
Yeah. Everyone, because we should. What we should do is we should try on different podcast.
I have a try on. Don't get too close, or I will strike you with my try-on ray. Try-on ray.
So everybody brings a topic and we all try it out for a bit?
No. I'm getting, so...
Quest for the try-on.
Quest for the try-on.
Strap on.
We can try on different podcast looks, right? So there's different styles of podcast, right? There's the improv podcast, there's the history podcast, there's the random factoids podcast. A really popular format is the true crime. So maybe everyone should come with a true crime story. It does not have to be true, I don't think.
Yeah,
for the purposes
of course,
it's
just a crime story.
I'm reading a book where that might have some good shit in it.
So you could talk about the Boston Clown.
Yeah. Oh, that was fucking
something
scary.
Yeah, it was scary.
I don't know if we should go there.
Maybe not.
I think we should just not go
that's
there.
That's for the Patreon feed.
That's for the what is it, the premiere?
Yeah, $1,000 a month member.
Yeah, if you pay $1,000, we'll tell you about the Boston Clown. You have to pay each of us $1,000.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, you pay
a monthly subscription. $1,200 for the year. No, wait, $12,000.
No, you just pay like $5,000 one time. Dan gets $1,000.
That works. That's the bonus.
I'm okay. Boner bonus.
You don't want $1,000?
I said I do.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Boner bonus.
Oh, boner
okay,
bonus.
Okay, so what does this mean? It can be a true crime story, but it doesn't have to be a true story?
Yeah, I couldn't care less. I'm not going to look
it up. It's in the genre. You could talk about yeah.
You
it,
can
I
claim
cool.
it's true. You can claim it's a true
crime.
In fact,
in
I
that
think
general stru-
you
but,
will claim it's true.
But you can also read a true crime and then just turn the details around to make it.
Turn it upside down. The victims were the murderers the whole time.
When you say I could care less, you know how everyone says that it's wrong, and I agree that it's wrong, but couldn't you also just say it means like, it's like the more you cry, the less I care. So you could be like, I could care less if you bother me more about it. I'll care even less the more you bother me. Is that kind of what it's saying?
If you say I could care less, to me that makes it sound like you already don't really care about it. And then you're like, I could care even less if you keep fucking with
but
me.
But wouldn't that also imply like you? That's why you say I couldn't care less, meaning like you literally care the minimum amount of caring as possible.
I'm going to in the podcast notes. I'm going to post the David Mitchell video where he explains exactly why
I'm playing devil's advocate.
Is ridiculous.
No, I agree.
By saying
it
what
is,
couldn't care less or could care less.
I could care less. Yeah, you have to say I couldn't care.
Oh,
less.
Oh, I always I say couldn't, but I'm just trying to play devil's advocate because some people get so upset about it. And I'm like, everybody
it's like that, irregardless.
Everybody knows irregardless. What you mean. We know it's not. Technically correct
for
but
all
why
intents and purposes.
Intensive purposes.
So wait, I knew.
I'm not going to argue.
No,
that
so
one.
I always know. I always say could not care less because I never got it either. Why people would say could care less, but I'm just wondering if that actually had a real origin or if people are just missaying it.
I'm just trying to come up with a logic in my head
as to why.
Like the thing is, it's just like with the word decimate that's now been ruined officially because now an accepted definition of decimate is to completely destroy, even though. If you're a pedant, of course, it means to reduce by one-tenth,
right,
which was
decimate.
A practice in the Roman legion.
No, what I'm...
And like magic, that magic card that's like the decimator web.
It's a good card.
Here's my problem.
It's
like...
What does it do?
It's an incorrect miscorrect. It's a miscorrect way of saying it.
If you hit somebody with a decimator
Now we're getting into magic.
I want to know what the decimator
you have
web
to
is.
Like, you have to like discard like 10 cards from your library.
Okay. Yeah. 10 of everything.
So that's a lot.
So, okay. So
it actually does decimate.
So I was just.
You get like a poison counter. You get like.
It's one of those like pox where it's like a third of everything or like some weird dubscape.
Up
where
your
butt. I have a deck that has a few of those.
All right. Next dubscapes? Week is. Next week is true crime. True the week crime. After that is live
I
magic
just,
playing.
I just wanted. I just want everyone
I'm
to know
be
that.
Sick that week.
I just want everyone to know that I was simply trying to come up with a reason as to why
Father
people possibly could say.
Yeah. I'll just start making shit up.
I think it's just misspeaking.
Why I can't say my sentence. Why people could have possibly said I could care less. I thought they had a real reason that I just don't get. But I think they're just misspeaking.
I think it's
it.
Just like when people say in intensive purposes.
I have a point about this. Yeah, go ahead.
Instead of intensive.
Did
purposes.
I ever tell
well,
you
that's the thing? That it's just a miscorrect. It's a miscorrect. It's an incorrect way of saying something. But to me, it's not offensive the way intents and purposes.
It's not offensive.
I
mean?
That's
no.
annoying. That if you say intensive purposes,
did I ever say,
that pisses me off.
You,
but could care less, that doesn't piss me
did
off.
I ever, did I ever tell you, I used to think throw caution to the wind. I used to think it was throw kosh into the wind. Like there was
like
this
some
thing.
Guy named Kosh?
No, it was just this thing you had called kosh.
Oh.
And you threw it into the wind.
I kind of like that more.
Yeah.
As you know, everyone in Britain knows the Queen. Uh-oh. And she's asked me to have a quick word with you on her behalf
I've seen
about
this.
Her English. Don't worry, this isn't the standard tedious British sneering about lieutenants and aluminum. Essentially, her message is, use it how you like. She doesn't mind. She doesn't mind about the sensible ones, like spelling plough the way it quite obviously should be spelt.
P-L-O.
But nor does she mind about the silly ones, like saying tidbit, because you think the syllable tit is intrinsically rude. By all means, leave the U out of colour if it bothers you. I can quite see that the bit of a car you put stuff in looks more like a trunk than a boot, and that sidewalks are the bit at the side that you walk on. Fine, says the Queen. Help yourself. She couldn't care less. She couldn't care less, though.
Oh, yeah.
Not she could care less. That's the one thing she'd really like you to stop saying. Because that, as an expression for not or hardly
He's
caring,
speaking for her.
Just makes no sense. If you could care less about something, then all you're telling us is that you do care at least a little bit.
Yeah, that's
because
my,
you
that's
could
my point.
Care less. But if you couldn't care less... Look, observe this graph. Here's me on the scale of caring. I'm at zero. Therefore, since negative caring is impossible, or rather is simply caring about
the sort
of
love
and hate being different sides of the same coin, etc., etc., I couldn't care less. I could care more, but I couldn't care less. If I could care less, I would have to care at least the smallest possible.
That was my point. You do care
in
a
order
little
to
bit.
Give myself room.
I think that was all
less.
Of our points.
Yeah,
I can't
it's like
care
you don't. You really don't
I
care,
could
but you care
less.
Yeah, you could
but I might
care less about it.
Much more than that.
It's occupying too much of your attention, and you're realizing, well, I
to
could care.
No, no, he's saying something
and
different
I could
than
still
you.
Truthfully, claim to be able to care less. I could care less is absolutely useless as an indicator of how much you.
Yeah,
care.
This. I was saying
that may be true.
I was saying what this guy was saying.
Don't care at all. Which is exactly what you're trying to convey. So that's the one thing I really want. The Queen really wants you to
fuck the Queen.
Although
I'm
American, goddammit.
So it helps with the visualization, but the point he makes is that you could be at 1 unit of caring, 10 units of caring,
right.
30 units of caring, 1,000 units of caring.
But you're
saying
making it
I could care less does not indicate how
where
many
you are.
Yeah,
on the scale.
That's what I'm saying.
It
I was
may be
hence
confusing.
The problem.
It's not as precise. But I think it's still, it's not, it's annoying.
Yeah,
but
I was thinking like, if you could care less, then why don't you? But I mean, I know it's a little,
I think the fact
it's
that
a slightly different words he's using saying it doesn't tell you where it is, but that's basically what I was saying.
Okay, let's use it in a sentence. Some guy comes up to you and says, what do you think about the fires over in the other city?
Why would you use that? Because
like,
I would
I
be like, oh my
less.
God, I hadn't heard. I hope everyone is okay.
I couldn't
would be
care
the
less.
I couldn't care
no,
less.
No, no, like you would say, like if the fires have been raging for like 3 years and then like the guy,
wait,
like he
wait,
hasn't lost anybody
a,
in the fires.
There's a 3-year fire.
And
there's
he gets to the point where he's like, I couldn't
global
care less.
Warming is just torching the earth.
Yeah.
And you're supposed
we will all get to that point at some point.
I could care less.
When this is a tropical, when Antarctica. Wasn't it the dinosaurs? It was all tropical.
The dinosaurs. That's what you just said.
I'm in your blood.
Wasn't it the dinosaurs? I want the dinosaurs.
Well, that's why you see those
dino DNA.
Dino DNA.
Dino DNA.
Well, the whole Earth was tropical then.
What was he saying right? about lieutenant? I know he was making the aluminium joke by saying aluminum, right?
Lieutenant.
But what was he saying?
Lieutenant.
I don't know
in
why.
In British, it's
lieutenant.
Lieutenant is French for lieutenant.
A guy named Lou. A guy named
left.
Lou.
Well,
Lewis.
Left.
Fuck me then.
Yeah, that's you don't know your shit. I think true. That guy
I
was.
I don't know my mierda.
That guy was trying to start some shit between America and Britain.
That's because he had a British accent. You know it was.
Maybe.
Because he was flaunting his British accent.
I'm a racist. I knew it. Oh, I'm a racist.
He's like, it was like, look, I don't care how British you are.
I love British.
I don't care how British you are behind closed doors.
I'm an Anglophile.
In your bedroom and behind closed doors, you can be British all you want. Just don't throw it in my face.
Oh.
And you can't get married.
And you can't get married.
Damn.
Come on.
No, I need to be called out. See, now I've learned the lesson. I'm like, I was wrong. What I said, I wasn't aware.
You sound like Bill Clinton.
Oh, I did not have any relations.
I was incorrect.
I did not realize what I was doing. Yeah, man.
I just like to have sex with those girls.
Oh, Bill. Bill, Bill, Bill.
Billy boy.
I miss Bill.
She wore a nasty dress.
He's still around, dude.
Yeah, but he's never going to be president again.
Yeah, no, that is correct.
And neither is his wife, unfortunately, because he would have been around more.
I voted for that guy.
Voted for Bill?
Yeah.
96?
96.
Voted for
young.
Bill.
Yep.
I was 16.
Nobody else voted for that guy.
I was about to turn 17 when that election happened. So you were already 18.
You didn't illegally vote?
No.
You should have illegally voted.
Should have shown him a fake
First
ID.
First election was 2000. I voted.
Yeah,
me too. I voted for fucking Nader, and I can't believe I did that shit.
I voted for Nader, too.
Yeah.
You're the reason.
Well, we're not, because we're in Virginia, but.
You're the reason for this season.
Yeah. I caused the season.
You need some lotion for
that's
the motion?
That's a whole other thing. Because, I mean, I don't really regret voting for Nader, because I...
Fuck Gore, dude.
Hey, the Buzzcocks. No, didn't Buzzcocks have a song?
I like Gore.
The Buzzcocks song. It was like, soon or later, you're going to listen to Ralph Nader. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, I've heard
something
that.
Something like that. Yeah,
that's kind of
no,
weird.
No, I liked... The reason that I... only reason I would ever regret the vote is because I wanted Gore to win. Like, I really...
Gore!
I assumed Gore was going to win. The way a lot of people, I think, like didn't vote.
I think that's what it turned into.
I think a lot of people didn't vote for Hillary because they assumed she was going to win. I really do think that.
Yes.
And that's the same thing I did in 2000, and I'll never make that mistake again of not voting for the person who I want to actually win. I will always do that from now on. But I respect people who vote third party if they don't really want either one to win. You know what I'm saying?
It's a quandary because
I respect people who vote third party.
It's quantum laundry.
In the philosophically, in a principled sense, you should vote
Sophie.
For the person who most closely matches your
of course
thing.
Your butthole size.
You should be able to vote for third party, fourth party, fifth party,
butthole party.
However, the problem is
I vote for them.
Is the structure
I dig them the most?
It's a catch 22 in some ways, sort of.
Yeah.
In that the structure, the electoral structure, really makes that difficult just because of the way elections are set up.
Yeah.
The way districts are set up. If we had, it's really difficult, unfortunately, to go to this, but I mean, ranked choice voting is a good way. The problem with ranked choice voting is a lot of people promote that.
That choice is rank.
Yeah, well, the ranked choice voting, a lot of people, you know, think, oh, it's great because it gives a chance to a third party.
Right, of course.
And that's true. It does give a better chance, but it still kind of has the effect of, like, if you. Say you vote for a third party and your second choice is, say, the Democrats. Well,
some people just vote the third party and that's it as their number
no,
one
no.
and leave it at that, right?
Yeah, but the point is if in a ranked choice, I'm talking about ranked choice.
Yeah.
So a lot of states, Maine went to ranked choice. Some communities are going to ranked choice. And everything about ranked choice is an improvement over the standard choice. Because the way ranked choice works is you actually have to rank all the candidates in order. So you're not just putting one mark down.
I'm going to put the Republicans at the bottom.
You have to mark whatever order you want. You rank your choice. Because then what happens is if nobody reaches a majority with the votes by themselves,
clear about how it worked,
then what happens is the lowest ranked person gets knocked out, and then you recalculate the votes. And then if there's still nobody with a majority, then the next lowest person gets knocked out, and you recalculate the votes. And the result is that you don't get a situation like that kept happening in Maine, where in Maine, the complete moron, hateful, idiot, openly racist, clearly stupid governor, LePage, got reelected. He got elected and reelected with like 36% of the vote. Because,
that's what bothers me.
Because of the split between the other two candidates. Because both the other candidates were popular.
I don't like that.
But
system,
in a ranked But in a ranked choice voting system, they went to that because of that. Because of LePage.
Didn't,
so now that doesn't happen anymore.
Wasn't there an election in Maine for maybe a congressional district where they did that?
And the guy tried
to. The Democrat won.
And the Republican tried to fight against it, but he lost in court because.
I need to read up on this shit.
Yeah. No, ranked choice voting, because what happens is that if you say that the vote is split between the Democrat and a popular kind of liberal, hyper liberal independent, And then normally that would result in the Republican getting elected. What ends up happening is the hyper-liberal independent, most people probably rank the Democrat as their second choice.
Right.
And the Republican is the third choice.
I think some people, my point is that some people would just not vote for, they would not rank anybody.
Then their vote wouldn't count because you have to rank.
Oh, you have to.
You have to rank.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. It's a little late for me to get new concepts, even though.
Look it up. It's
interesting. No. My point, getting back to what I'm aware of in the current system, my point about voting for Nader wasn't that it's bad to vote for a third party under any circumstances. It was that I went against my own ideals by voting for Nader when I really wanted Gore to win.
Yeah. No, but I understand.
That was
my point.
But I think that there is a place for voting for. What I wanted to happen.
I agree with you.
I wanted Gore.
If we were in a ranked choice voting thing, you would have every right to do that and feel super comfortable and never feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
Because you could vote Nader, then Gore, then Bush.
Yeah.
You'd have your options.
Absolutely. No, that's
true.
You can
even vote for five other people that are on the, you know.
And I can never even put Bush on my
Rotten Tomatoes is not ranked choice.
Word.
No, it's not. But the one issue with ranked choices is it's not as good as what we really ought to have, at least at the district level, is what you have in some parliamentary systems, which is that you put forward a slate of people. So Democrats, Republicans, Green Party, Nazi Party, everybody puts together. If you have 10 districts in your state, they put together a ranked list of 10 people. And then the voters vote, and then it's the percentage of the vote.
Yeah.
So if the Democrats get 70%, then they get 7 representatives.
Right.
The Republicans get 3. Or
that's,
you know,
kind of interesting.
They get 2, and then the Green Party gets 1.
Well, because that would make sense because there's a lot of people who voted for.
Then it matches. Actual electorate.
Well, yeah, a lot of. I mean, there are people, believe it or not, in Mississippi and Alabama who voted for Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely.
And
there are people in New York
who voted for Trump.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Mitt Romney.
It's a better representation. You get a closer representation.
That's true.
Difficult to get there, though.
My whole point was that what I wanted was for Gore to win and then Nader to get enough of the vote that it would make Gore say, oh, shit, I got to move to the left. That's what I was hoping would happen. So it's like, if you're hoping that happens, just vote for the guy you want. You know, I don't know, whatever.
No, yeah. That's the problem with the ideals versus strategy.
It was a strategy and not, yeah.
The strategy is you got to vote for, it's you can hate Hillary Clinton, but if
but
you
yeah,
know,
it's
I
like,
for
there's
her,
really no
a,
choice.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's her or Trump, are you fucking kidding me?
I really would love buy into the whole.
And she's not the best, you know.
You know, I know there are people who talk about like, oh, the lesser of two evils argument is
right.
A bullshit argument. I don't agree, unfortunately. I'm like.
I don't either. I can respect people who think that. I do. I respect people who have that viewpoint, and I have many friends who have that viewpoint, and I do respect
it. It's just not realistic.
For me, I agree with you, but I also don't want to belittle somebody who...
No.
I
don't belittle
people,
them.
I do admire the fact that people say, I believe in voting, but I don't like this person, and I don't like this person. Even if they do think one is less bad than... They might think that...
It would be less of an issue, and to be fair, the other thing that is important to note, things are contextual, you know, it would be less of an issue and less problematic, because I agree with you 100%. I would never belittle somebody for whoever they want to vote for.
Exactly.
Even if they vote for Trump, I might...
Right, I'm glad you voted.
Murder them,
but
whatever, just... Vote. That's the important thing. But I don't want to belittle people for sure. But at the same time, it's we're in that period in the last 20 years or so where it's so close that those things are they matter more.
Well, I mean I can't even for me, and I'm not. This is just my point of view. Is what I mean it from is that I honestly for myself I would be betraying myself if I didn't vote for Hillary when I know in my heart how big of a difference it would be if she had won and then what it is
now. I got to admit my bias is that I was a sincere supporter of Hillary.
Oh,
so,
I didn't hate. I wasn't a Hillary hater at all. But I mean, and there are things I you know what's funny? I always tell people the shit that Republicans, you know, hate, the shit that I hate about Hillary, Republicans love about Hillary.
Yes, I know.
And it's just like
the
it's like
corporate
this,
stuff and
so,
all that.
Yeah, so a lot of people will be like, if I say anything bad about Hillary Clinton, they'll be like, yeah, right on. And I'm like, I'm not talking about for the same shit that you know. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
And to be fair, another viewpoint, which
I think
is
this point before,
another viewpoint that is made by some people who, you know, voted for, you know, or didn't vote for Hillary, for example, is that they would argue that, yes, even if Hillary was closer to their actual political positions in some ways, you know,
right.
In terms of the environment or whatever, that...
Or not as bad.
Yeah, not as bad.
Yeah.
That they would argue that actually, in their view, having somebody like Trump who reveals the system, the flaws in the system, reveals... And I can understand that
argument.
Could potentially motivate people to bring down the system entirely
and, that might be
and
true.
Start anew.
See, but that's... I do think... I do hope that we get universal health care.
I think we will in the end.
I mean, because it's insane that we don't.
I think
it.
We were going to it's in the end anyway, but I think insane. Trump has probably accelerated. But the long and the short of it yeah. is there not are just, valid yeah. different arguments. We don't know yeah. yet what the truth is.
Well, that's true.
And the truth can be different in different.
Well, I was watching contexts. This lecture by this guy who was talking about. I watch these lectures online because I'm a nerd. But he was talking about like you know this the
I
Civil
them
War.
On YouTube.
It was like a Yale lecture. This guy was talking about the Civil War. He just recently wrote a book about Frederick Douglass that got rave reviews. But he was saying whenever there's a revolution, there's always a counter revolution. You know, and he was talking about redemption in the South. You
yeah.
know, about how like when you know Reconstruction happened, and you know then he you know later talked about how. That the huge backlash, but he said it works in both ways.
Well, and there's cultural aspects to that, but there are also structural aspects.
Oh yeah, because, there's legislative aspects.
Well, forget it, even just pure structural aspects in that, similar to what happened in Cuba, what happened in China, a lot of places is you revolt against an existing power structure,
right?
And now that power structure needs to be replaced.
Yeah.
Now it doesn't matter what your ideals were in motivating the revolution, and nor does it matter how sincerely held those ideas are. It becomes just as a matter of sort of adaptation and evolution. What's the easiest way to supplant the previous power structure? You kind of fill it in with your own people, but yeah. kind of keep it. Well, and what happens is you say you're doing that for a temporary basis just to keep the trains running,
right.
keep the yeah. the dock, the boats coming into dock. And once those people are there, they're kind of like, wait, this kind of works.
Yeah, I like being in this position.
And so there might be superficial changes. There might even be huge societal changes, but
right.
that structure. So a lot of communist structure, what, you know, it's not really Marxist. It's replaced the existing royal structure. The royal bureaucracy just was transformed and expanded and it was turned into some other thing. But. You know, that's what happened in Cuba to a certain extent. Not to belittle how many changes there were a lot of changes, but yeah. that's the problem with revolution is you have to put something in place. It's really hard to get a brand new way of doing things started from scratch,
yeah.
which is why that's the argument in favor of the more frustrating strategy, which is the slower evolution towards something, because then people are used to it and you're not ripping everything apart and saying this nothing's going to work for a couple years,
yeah.
and then we'll figure out how to get it working from scratch. It's not.
Well, I do think the Trump administration has been a great civics lesson because it shows that our institutions, as flawed as they are, you can't just have a maniac come in here and just start saying off with their heads. You know what I mean? Like, and just there are checks in our system. I don't think that our system as itself, the way it's outlined in the Constitution, is going to collapse.
Well, and our system is a good example of where they did make a good number of changes from the beginning.
Of course.
Comparatively, in terms of our revolution. But we had the advantage of being so far from the previous structure that we had yeah. already evolved. One of the reasons the revolution happened was because we had already evolved a certain perception of our rights
own
and
identity.
Freedoms.
Well, and each state had their own kind of region.
The colony spirit...
right.
The amount of resources, the amount of land, made people have a different attitude than they were more divorced from England than say some of the other colonies.
I don't think that there's for me, and maybe this means I'm not a radical or an anarchist or whatever. I'm more of like work within the constitutional system, not what Mark Levin or some right wing asshole says
yeah.
the Constitution says. Well, what the actual Constitution is. And that means you vote in people who legislate things the people want. It's, you know, it's checks and balances.
I 100% agree with yeah. the caveat that I think one needs to always have in the back of their mind and be
to
prepared.
Oh, of course.
For not necessarily to do the burning of the system, but to be prepared for the system to break down, because at some
oh,
point
yeah.
it will.
That's
and
true.
Not necessarily for bad reasons. Technology, for example, advances to the point where maybe certain things in our system are no longer needed.
Interesting.
Right? What if you develop some genetic cure for criminal activity, for example? I mean, I'm just
right,
tossing
right.
out sci-fi
well, yeah.
idea. But
no.
The point is that there can be changes significant enough that institutional structures no longer make sense.
I do think there is a certain brilliance in the Constitution itself. If it's a living document.
I agree. I mean, I'm a big First Amendment
guy. If it's not like, if you don't suppress votes and you don't have people who didn't win, Like, you know what I mean? And you don't gerrymander the thing, you know, to the point where.
Yeah. And that's what that's. But see, you keep saying if you don't. And the thing is those things are happening.
That's true.
So that's
okay.
How the system would break. That's not saying that the Constitution.
But that means
is
you
wrong.
Go back to what the system actually was, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, except that also involves 3/5 people and, you know, all sorts of other bizarre. There's some other bizarre things in there.
But doesn't it also involve just having, you know, like the people who should be in there, like we're talking about proportional representation. The people who actually represent the people running things, not just
yeah.
the oligarchy
so if I
of
were,
rich people,
I,
you know?
If I had a dream solution for this, the dream yeah. solution, unfortunately it won't happen, but the dream solution would be if every, or pretty much every judge, if their judicial philosophy was, what makes sense from the prevailing policy of the original, of the founding fathers, which was for people to live their lives as they choose to live their lives, be industrious, expand, do their thing. What goes towards that? Freedom of speech goes towards that. Freedom of religion goes towards that. Freedom from having.
Well, there are fundamental disagreements on that.
No, there are. But that should be the that if that's the idea because that's
well, they
not,
say that's what they're doing.
No,
but they're
they
not.
Don't.
Oh yeah.
No, they don't.
Well, the strict constructionists do say
no,
that.
No. But I'm saying something different.
Yeah.
I'm not saying be a strict constructionalist. I'm saying say that
well,
the
you're saying have it be a living document.
The philosophy it should be what is. What the majority of people need and what. And now you got to protect minority rights and all that, of course. But, yeah. For example,
well, that's,
like the
that's
Second, the
like
Second
Liberty.
Amendment is a good example. I'm somebody who I own guns. I like guns. I like to shoot guns. I have no problem with higher regulations, more gun checks, and all that stuff. I'm totally in favor of that.
You can't just go out and buy an AK-47, right?
No, you can't. But beyond,
but what I'm saying
just
is,
saying,
some of these gun people would say that's against the Second Amendment.
Yeah,
that you can't.
Or I agree.
So it's like it's not really hurting anybody to not be able to
but
go buy
my,
an AK-47.
But that's my point. My point is that we live. The technology is different. It's yeah. same thing with communication.
Well, yeah. Right? When the Constitution was written, we had like muskets, right?
Yeah. But that's it's not. You know, the Second Amendment is an easy example.
Yeah.
Of that.
Right.
But there are lots of other examples of that. Like, for example, the Fourth Amendment against the illegal search and seizure. It's taken forever for them. For the
updated to a digital.
Yeah, because why should everybody?
Well, it used to be like, I got the cell phone.
Now,
I can look through the cell phone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Now, luckily, the Supreme Court ruled against that. But they're so far behind. They're so slow.
No, I agree. I 100% agree. It's interesting. Oh, man, this is a whole different topic. And I was already tired when we started talking about, rank voting?
Yeah, I got to go.
And I was like, oh, God, we're talking about something interesting, but I'm so fucking tired. I'm trying to.
Okay, bring true crime stories that are
all right.
That are
not
true.
I gotta go home
week.
And sleep.
All right, it's got everything.com .com and www.
Boo.
Oh no, this shit is disturbing.
And I hope that guy isn't there tomorrow.
Oh, what time is it? It's 2:13.
It's 2:13 on December 29th.
All right, brothers, I'll see you later.
See you later, brother.
Later, Dan.
Okay, I already said it's got everything.com. DanGlaubitz.com.
Oh, you can't hear me.
Facebook /DanGlaubitz.
DanGlaubitz.com.
Hey, Dan.
www.simon.com.
He's doing the fucking ball out thing. Why does he do that?
Zombo.com.
It's fucking just balls out. Weird.
Zombo.com.
Ballsout.com.
www.facebook.com/DanielJohnson.com.
Johnson Balls.